Well, hello everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle. Happy October to all of you. I'm really excited to be with you today. This month has been so far really interesting and cleansing in many ways, as often happens when we are in a 3, 6, or 9 months. But in particular now, because we're getting close to that critical point at the end of the year, and I really feel that October, the month we're in right now, is almost like a forecast for all of us about how 2013 is going to feel, which obviously is a 6 month, and we're a 6 year next year, and we're in a 6 month now. And so what you are planting now, the seeds you're planting this month really are very, very important. And often what happens is, you know, in order to plant new seeds, you have to release what needs to, you know, fall away in order for the new plants to grow. And of course, six means that is all about emotions, especially concerning loved ones, whether they're former partners or children or parents or, you know, dear friends, mentors. There's a lot right now happening for all of us on that level. And so the healing can be tremendous. The six is a number of healing. It is a number of love. And so it's a fabulous time to, you know, just look at those things personally and also in terms of your clients. Now, what I find interesting, too, is some of the stories that are making news. I'll just mention a couple of them just numerologically, because as you'll find as you continue with Numerology Academy, when you pay attention to people in the news and look at their numbers, if they're available on Wikipedia, you can really learn a lot. And I've discussed this before within the course. So let's look at two people. One is the guy who just jumped, I don't know how many miles from wherever he was out of space. I don't know how high he was. He was pretty high up there. And his name's Felix Baumgartner. And I looked up his numbers. And what I found was he's born April 20th, 1969. So his day of birth is a 2. And his full life purpose number is a 31, which is a 4. And so I don't know what his full name is, but right there we have the numbers 2 and 4, which are in the manifestation triad. So I looked at the year he's in, and it turns out that he is in an 11 year, which, of course, is double new beginnings, but it also goes down to a 2. It reduces to a 2. 1 plus 1 is 2. So that activates one of his really important numbers, the day of birth. And then the day that he jumped, which was the 14th of October, that was an 8-day for him. So that's pretty amazing when you think about it. You know, an 8-day, which, you know, 2, 4, and 8 are all in the same triad. And not only any 8-day, it was a 17-day for him, which means leave a legacy behind. You know, it's the immortality number. Obviously, he broke a ton of records, including the YouTube record for the amount of hits he got, but, you know, other records as well. And so he definitely left a legacy behind. So it obviously took a lot of courage. 8 is definitely a number of courage and leadership. So that was interesting, just as a number story. Also, his name, Felix Baumgartner, adds up to a 30, which is one of those numbers, 30 and 31. When you have that as a name number, it does indicate a life of more solitude. And it's not necessarily that these numbers are bad, but most people don't want a life of solitude. So I often recommend that these numbers get changed to numbers that would, you know, allow you to live more in the world and all of that. But 30 is one of those numbers that people have when they want to really, really delve deeply into a topic. And obviously, you know, for him, you know, to do all this research and all of this, it indicates that his life is definitely tunnel vision set on this mission. And he, you know, he's also a very interesting man when you listen to the reasons he gave behind doing this jump. And, you know, there's some definite spiritual undertones there for him, which are fascinating to read. So that's that. And then the second person I want to look at is, of course, Lance Armstrong. He's been all over the news this month. I've written about him several times in my newsletter years ago. In fact, I think it was 2008 or 2009, I actually said I believe all these charges that some people are making are true, and that was way before the investigation, and I just based it on my intuitive insights and the numbers. for him. I just really, you know, felt at the time, which was 3 years ago, that he was, you know, definitely dealing with performance-enhancing drugs. And, you know, when you look at his numbers, I've written about this many times, but I'm going to go over it again today because of the sequence of events that happened that triggered these numbers. He's born on September 18th, 1971, so his day of birth is the 18th, which reduces to 9. His full life purpose is 36, which reduces to 9, and his full birth name adds up to 90, which reduces to 9. So he's a triple 9, very, very, very rare, indicates obviously tremendous wisdom, but also can the flip side, the shadow side, is tremendous ego. And so, and perfectionistic tendencies. Now, the thing with Lance is his current name, Lance Armstrong, is a 12, and that's victim victimizer. So when you put all these numbers together and, you know, with intuition, as I said, I truly felt he believes he was victimized, and he certainly is a victimizer. Obviously, stories are finally coming out now about people who are on his team administering the drugs. There's one story that is particularly extremely damaging that some of you may have read about the lady who actually was on his team and, you know, administered drugs and came out in a book in 2003 to say what was going on. And he sued her, and she says he made her life a living hell. So, you know, obviously he was a victimizer as well. So I'm just bringing that up because when you look at numbers and, you know, you are gauging a story in the news, sometimes you do have to take that risk. I took it at the time in 2009 when I said that, and I do feel that you can use numbers in this way to get to the bottom of an issue that may have a discrepancy about it. Obviously, you want to be careful about it. I sometimes feel, you know, if you're too careful, you'll never go out on a limb, which, you know, you have to do sometimes if you really feel strongly about something. So now let me just look at something else here. When these charges first came up was in June 2012. That's when the report was released by the United States, whatever association that did this, you know, two-year-long investigation. Well, June 2012 was a 21-year for Lance, that's a 3, and a 27.9 month for him. So you can see that month was, 21 is about truth in ancient Egyptian numerology. 21st century, as I often say, is the century about truth. The truth shall set you free. So for him, it's a 21-year and 27.9. Of course, that ties directly into his triple 9. Plus his name is a 12, which is the reverse of 21. So you can see how everything was magnified for him that month, and that's the month the report came out. So again, sometimes you have to be a sleuth, which I love. You know, we literally go out and you're like the numerology detective, and you put it all together and you write your story, and there's one that definitely can show the sequence of events and point to the issues in terms of his name. So having said all that, I do want to go into, we have several email questions, and I'm going to open up the lines too for all of you. If you press *6, you can get in line to ask me a question. And one of the questions in an email was about the number 12, which Lorraine asked. She's about to enter a 12 personal year, and she says, I'm concerned about the victim vibration that can go with this number. Or did I misunderstand the interpretation of 12-3? I have a situation unfolding that could lend itself to that kind of thinking. In addition to rigorous consciousness work, is there anything I can do using numerology that would support a positive experience of a 12-3 personal year? Okay, that's a great question and ties in beautifully with, you know, having just spoken about this number. And so first of all, I just want to make clear that in personal years, you do not have the same interpretation. Just like with your birth numbers, you don't have the same interpretation as you do with current names. So a 12 name indicates victim, victimizer. A 12 year when you're in a 12-year, it's not like you're going to be a victim or turn into a victimizer, right? It's just, that's just not how it works. However, yes, there is a certain layer during the year where you do have to watch it. You know, there, you can take the interpretation of the 12, and if you see something like that going on in your life, obviously you're a step ahead because you know that one layer of this number can indicate something to the effect of victimization. However, it is definitely not the description of a year. In fact, the description of a 12 year is that it's a huge learning year. The number 12 was, you know, it's a very sacred number, and it's about meditation, it's about learning, it's about getting deeply into the philosophy, the spirituality of your life, and really joining with the consciousness of your soul, the consciousness of God, whatever you want to call the, you know, the universal force, the creator. And so it, as a result, you know, there can be a lot of confronting experiences, but they're all about your inner growth. And so it's really about observation. It's about taking the bird's eye view, remaining calm, serene throughout, going with the flow, not resisting the change, just accepting the change, knowing that it is a huge growth year. Also a huge year for creative expression. The number 3, obviously, is about expressing yourself. You know, if there's something you need to speak to with a person that is unresolved emotionally, it is a fabulous and very important time to do that, or to write it down, right? So in terms of business, 3 years are wonderful for branching out, traveling, doing videos, you know, being more on stage. It is the number of being on stage. And so, again, there are many layers to the number, but it certainly doesn't mean you'll be a victim. So I just want to make that really, really clear. Let's see. We have some more email questions. Let me just see. On October 15th, I'd like you to talk about the zeros in the astrology chart. Okay. I'm curious what this means. Okay, when you have zeros on the cusp, or if you have a planet at 0 degrees in your astrology chart, it indicates it indicates new beginnings. The one, yes, is about new beginnings, but the zero literally is about, you know, in a 360-degree circle, when you get to zero, you've started a new sign, right? And when a planet is at 0 degrees, it has just entered a new sign. So it really is about something fresh. The number zero represents the alpha omega. So it is a circle, it is whole, it is, you know, everything and nothing. And so it indicates a really strong affinity for everything that is about the subconscious, the hidden things, the things that really connect you to your soul and to God. So even if you have, let's say, a 10 or a 20 or a 30, that also includes the zero, right? So it's not just the double zero. It's also when you have a cusp or a planet at 10, 20, or 30 degrees, or life purpose, or day of birth, or destiny number. Anytime you have that zero, it indicates, it magnifies the number, right? It gives it more magnification and divine protection as well. The zero stands for divine protection as well. So it's actually not even considered a number in mathematics. So it is a very special, you know, case where, again, everything comes together as one. And so really, you know, the indications are, you know, you being very much someone who has to delve into those realms and be in touch with the unseen. And by doing so, you know, you help others and, of course, help yourself. So I hope that answers your question. I believe that came from Christina. Christina, you also asked about your name. I'll quickly just say Chris Jenkins is not a 36, this is a 27. So go back to the webinars and check that because you're adding wrong. Chris, I believe, was 22, and Jenkins added up to a 5, so you add 22 plus 5. So as for your current name, currently adding up to 29, and feeling like your life was better when it was a 29 name than a 27 name, you know, that is, if that's something you felt, you know, there's not much I can say about that. I can't, you know, disregard that you had a better life with a 29 name than a 27 name. I would want to talk to you more in detail about, you know, your life and look at other things as well. But you know, Chris Jenkins is a highly fortunate name. So we don't know what else was going on in your life at the time, you know. So, but just as a recommendation, yes, I would certainly choose that one. Okay, so, and let's see. Do we have any more email questions? Let's do one more here. This is by Rayora. Rayora. You said at the conference you several times pointed to embedded numbers within the birth year. Is this something we should watch for elsewhere, and how significant is this? Yes, well, thank you for paying attention, Rayora. Yes, there are many layers to numerology, as you know, and as we, you know, as I teach more, level two, I'll go more into this. Yes, you pay attention to every number out there. So if you're born in the 56th year, right, last year, 1956, you pay attention to that 56, right? I also pay attention to the full year. 1956 adds up to 21. So there are many numbers, actually, and they uncover more and more layers within the person. And so that's something I will go, like I said, into more detail as we go on. But yes, you are correct. They do matter, and they do point to certain tendencies as well. You also ask about six being a money number. I know six has to do with abundance. You know, a money number for a reading is very personal because it really depends on the three important numbers of that particular client. So six as a money number may not work for somebody, for example, who has a lot of fives and, you know, ones. Or and that brings me to your last question where you asked, certain numbers don't get along well. Well, that's, I partly answered that just now. Yes, there are certain numbers that just are not in harmony with each other, and that's something I'm teaching in Numerology Academy 2, Level 2, where we look at relationships and the relationship of numbers to each other. So, yes, that is something that ties into your previous question about abundance numbers. Okay, so hopefully I was clear in my answers. If I wasn't, the three of you emailed me. You, obviously, you can, you know, do a follow-up by email. So let me go to phone questions now. Again, you can press star 6 if you want to ask me something. And let's go with Anonymous.
Hi, Tanya. Hi, Tanya. This is Linda Roysom.
It's who?
Linda Roysom.
Oh, hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How about you?
Good, good, yeah.
It was so wonderful meeting you last weekend.
Yes, it was great to meet you. It was wonderful.
I asked you this question there, and you said to ask it on the call. It's about our address. It was the first question. It's 6178, which adds up to 22. Now, do I reduce that to a 4, or do you keep it at 22, and what would be the if a remedy if it is supposed to be a 4?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Good question. It is a 22 and a 4, so I look at both, you know, and I usually don't recommend 4 as an address. 4 is one of those numbers that can drain away abundance. So the remedy would be based on the person. Is this you? Do you live there? Or whoever the person is. Okay. So what are your...
My husband lives here, too. I mean,
exactly. So I was just going to ask, what are his three and your three important birth numbers, the three important ones?
Okay. My, I forget. It's my destiny is a 78. Oh, sorry.
So it's a 6?
No, yeah, that doesn't sound right. I think it is, though. No,
okay.
It's 89. Sorry, 89, 17, 8.
Okay.
6 day of birth,
mm-hmm.
and 33-6 life purpose.
Okay, so you're double 6 and 8. And do you know your husband's numbers?
I don't know his destiny number. No, it's but he was born September
28th, 1949. 1949, okay. Mm-hmm. 23 and 19, so that's 42. So his life purpose is 6. And he has a 1 day of birth. Okay. Well, not having his destiny, I can't do the full reading, but you do share the 6. He has a 1 and 8. Good numbers for you to change to would be, let's see, if you change it to an 8 home, So that means putting a 5 inside your door and making it a 27 home. So you add the 5 to the 6178, you know, and so 22 plus 5.
That would make
27.
It would make it a,
you make it a 9 home, yes. And the 9 works beautifully with your double 6 and his 6, and it's compatible with his 1.
Okay.
So that would be one way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, I'm just looking here, and I think that's, you know, you could make it into a 6 home. I'd have to see his last number, though, I really, really, in order to make that determination. Making a 6 home, you would add a 2, obviously. You would put a 2 inside the door. And
what do you mean put it inside the door?
Pardon me?
And what do you mean by putting a 2 or a 5
inside? A 2 inside a door? Yeah, you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and you know, one of those hardware stores where you can buy self-adhesive numbers that go on mailboxes,
mm-hmm.
and they have them in gold or silver, and you just stick it inside your front door, whatever the front entrance is.
Okay.
And you put it – I usually put it sort of higher so you see it to remind yourself, but if you feel awkward about that, you can put it lower so people don't really see it.
Uh-huh.
But the whole point is that to think of your place as this new number, right?
Okay.
And so you're changing it by putting it inside the front door. You can
also,
if you have a physical mailbox, like outside, you know, like an actual mailbox, you can actually also put the same number inside the mailbox, right? So
our mailbox number is actually, it has the number 11 on it.
That's interesting.
It's in one of those. It has boxes for all of the townhouses, and ours happens to be the 11th box in that square.
So there's a number 11 on it. Okay. Well, that's a whole other thing to look at then. But in terms of the address, yes, I would put it inside the front door.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And the other one is where you live, does that have a vibration? Because we're thinking about moving to San Diego and was wondering if that was something that would be advantageous.
Mm-hmm. Tell me the city you're in now.
Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, I was born there. You know that. I told you that. that's funny. On Prince Street, that's where we lived. Okay.
Oh, on Prince Street in Old Town?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been by a few times since then. It's still cobblestone beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Alexandra's an 8 and a 1. You're an 8, 6, 6. Your husband, I don't have all the numbers. Pretty good for both of you, actually. So you think of San Diego. What I'm doing is I'm looking at the actual names in Pythagorean and Chaldean. I'm actually looking at what they add up to. So we got here 29, let me do sin, is 2 names. So 9 and 7, and Diego is 4 and 2. So we got an 11. Oh, interesting. Okay. So in both systems, it's an 11. 2, 11, 2. Okay, so that works well for you.
Which
I need to know his destiny number.
If you hold on, I think I have it. I have it in my notebook. I just have to.
Okay.
Go.
What I was
going to
say was, what was I going to say? Just had something I was going to say. You know, outside when you go to larger cities, I mean, San Diego isn't huge, but you can certainly live. You can say I live in San Diego and not live in San Diego in terms of the postal office. Will they say, well, you live, you know, in La Jolla or somewhere out there, right? So once you move, you need to see, well, you have to see what the actual city is that the post office uses in the mailing address.
I see.
So what's his destiny number?
Hold on just 1 second.
So for everybody on the call, the way I do this is I actually put like a name check, right? So I do the Pythagorean name check and the Chaldean name check. I check both. I look at those numbers. So and this is something I'm teaching, by the way, in Numerology Academy 2, because it is, again, about how numbers correlate to each other, how they get along with each other. So, okay, Linda, you have that?
Yes, 78, 15, 6.
Oh, he's a double six too, just like you. That's fun. Okay, yeah, so everything I said pertains pretty much to him. You have an 8, so it's really nice with the 11-2. 6 and 2, he has a double 6 and a 1. 6 and 2 and 1 and 2 are compatible, so that would work for him.
Okay.
Now, again, like I said, figure out if you're actually going to live within San Diego or not, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. All righty.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, let us move on to 817 area code. Texas.
Hi, Angelica.
Pardon me?
Hi, Tanya. How are you? This is Angelica.
Oh, hi, Angelica. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you. I was really excited to meet you in person, and you're beautiful. A beautiful person, beautiful heart. So.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Yeah. Well, anyways, one of my questions, I know I asked a lot of questions while I was there, but one of the remaining questions that I have is I want to transition from my current job to my own business. Mm-hmm. And I know that numbers, you know, there's a best time to do it. Would this year be that time when you're looking at my numbers, Tanya?
Okay, I don't have them in front of me. Can you remind me
okay.
what they are?
Yes. My birthday's on May 22nd, 1964,
mm-hmm.
Which was 22-4, my birthday. And then I don't remember exactly,
your
but I can tell you.
You don't know your destiny number? Okay. You should know your destiny number.
I know. I don't know it by heart because I'm not even sitting in front of my office. I left my job just to be on the call so they wouldn't bother.
Oh, okay. Let me just see if I can find it. So, Angie, must be Angie.
Yeah, Underwood.
Okay. Okay, la, da, da, da. Okay, I got it. It's 58-13-4.
Yeah,
okay. All right. And your question is if this year is a good time to change.
Yeah, transition from my current job to what I really want to be doing.
Well, well, well. You are a 2-4 person. You have 11 and you have 2-4, so you're 2-4-8. You're in the 2-4-8 triad, right, for your birth numbers.
Yes.
So, and in May, you entered a 14-year, which is a 5, which, you know, we're all experiencing that number together in 2012, but for you, you're experiencing it personally as well. And the number 5 and 4 and 5 and 2 are, they're like in challenge with each other, which doesn't mean that you won't, it doesn't mean you're going to have a challenging year. I'm in a 7 year right now, and that's challenging all my numbers, but I'm having a great year. So it doesn't mean that, so don't think that. The reason I'm telling it to you is because you'll have a lot more opportunity to grow in many ways.
Okay.
When it's in challenge with like all your numbers, it's like there are all these new experiences coming to your life that are pushing you to grow. And, of course, 5 is about change and pivoting. So if you want to change a job, obviously the impetus and the energy for change is very, very strong for you right now because your number, your personal number is a 5 for the year, right? So plus
yeah.
We're in 2012. I just have to emphasize that, you know, for everybody it's a huge time of change. So what I recommend, I mean, I'm not an advocate of you just leaving a job and not having an income, so I don't know what your situation is on that level, whether you can, you know, is it possible to even start something on the side or do something part-time job-wise?
Well, I've started my business, and it's been there, and I'm taking it to a different level. But I can't just drop my job because it's been my whole career for 20 years. I mean, I'm making a lot of money, but I'm not that happy in working from an 8-to-5 job. I want to be able to be flexible, do whatever I need to do, and have more freedom.
Right.
So that's basically what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and you're in a 5-year, and you just described the keywords for 5, flexibility and freedom. So that's what you're feeling right now, is that you have a lack of that in your life, and the number in your personal life shows that up, right? So if there's, you know, what I recommend for you, as I tell all my VIP clients, when you turn the boat, you know, for the first time from one direction to another, it's the hardest. So you're at that beginning stage where, you know, you're not sailing straight ahead. You're actually literally turning the boat. And that's where you expend the most energy. So in the beginning of any business, you're going to be working a whole lot harder than once the business is running. And so you're in that stage now, and this is what the five indicates, you know, the five that is in conflict with your 4 and 11, you know, numbers that you're born with. The five indicates you may not be that comfortable with making these changes, but you do just have to buckle down and not get distracted either, because five can bring a feeling of what do I do and not making a decision about it. So, but you are pretty good at decisions. You are 4 and a 2, so you can manifest. I just want you to also realize that this is a prime opportunity for you to make that shift. I mean, you literally are in the middle of a huge shift moment, not just for humanity, but for yourself. I mean, it just lined up that way for you. What is your age right now?
I am 47.
You're 47. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. You're born in 64?
No, I'm 48.
You're 48. Yeah, I was just looking.
Yeah,
like, if you're 47, that makes
47.
Me what?
I know.
That's not quite right. Okay. Well, see, this is interesting, though, because, see, the difference between 47 and 48 is pretty big here, because the 48 is a 3, and that sits on a rocker. So you have the 5 on the rocker and the 3 on the rocker. So things are really, you know, they feel a little unstable for you right now, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been changing my website names, everything. I'm just going through a huge transformation.
Yeah, but it's exciting, though. Again, and I have to say, just for you personally, the 3 is again, one of those numbers that it just doesn't really get along well with the 4. It does get along with the 2, though, so that is good. But you have a situation here where you're dealing personally with cycles that are really testing you, you know, and bringing all this uncertainty, because anytime you're tested, you're like, what's happening next? You know, I'm a little off kilter here, you know, and literally that's what these numbers represent anyway. These numbers happen to represent feeling like you're swinging back and forth, not sure. So all you have to do, since you have manifestation numbers, you're very, very good at grounding yourself. So you just have to make a decision and stick with it. And that will allow you to some of that restlessness, you know, to go away. You know what I mean? So your decision has to be based on, well, what do I need now? What will help me get my business going? Make the decision and go for it. And that way you won't be in this weird space, right? Where it's like, what's up with my life, right? I mean, that's a really horrible place to be, where you just feel off kilter. And people who feel that way have, you know, it's because they haven't made a decision yet. And they're judging the result of the decision before they even make it, which is impossible. You can't do that. You have to live through the results of your actions and your decisions in order to feel what it's like. So instead of sort of procrastinating or over worrying or overthinking, just move into that space is my recommendation for you. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, well,
okay.
Yeah. It's a big transition. Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, good luck with that.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, all right. So let's go to 808 area code. That is Hawaii.
Hi, Tanya. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Really good. Yeah. So what's your question?
A couple questions. One, I was wondering when the rest of us are going to hear about the numerology 2.
Ah, yes. Good question. You know, I'm just sort of getting out of my recovery stage from the live event. I actually had, like, some family things to deal with. And so you're going to get an announcement, obviously, before anybody else, and that will most likely be next month, because I'm going to start actually creating the program. Not sure, either November or December, it'll start getting released. So
okay.
I haven't made the final decision yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, you'll hear about it soon.
Okay.
And I
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, a lot of what I'm discussing on this call, the questions that are coming up, shows me that people are ready for the next level, because, you know, we're dealing with some really great topics that are very important, that, you know, that bring out layers of numbers in a way that is very, very exciting. And one of the things I just wanted people to know is what I will be doing is going into even more parts of numerology that are not often discussed. So I'm going to bring a lot of different things together for people. And those of you who are more researched in the field will be happy about that as well, you know, because you'll see that some of the things that you have learned do apply. They just apply in a different way. You know, it's like you have to do step one first, then step two, and then you get to the deeper layers in a person when you're doing the readings. So what else did you want to know?
One thing I was curious about, maybe you went over this in the workshop, but I've never heard about your background at all, and someone asked me that question, like, well, who trained you, or where did mm-hmm. you come into it all from? And I was just curious if you had anything to offer in what happened to you. Did you come across all of this totally on your own just through books, or did you have some sort of training through some? Did you go to India? Did something, you know, I was just curious.
No, I didn't go to India, no, and I don't do Indian numerology. That's a really good question, though. I was trained in the ancient Egyptian system by my mentor in London when I was living there. That was in my 20s. My dad was an amateur astrologer and taught me when I was a teenager. So that's when I first started. And then in college is when I discovered a book on Pythagorean numerology. I believe I was 19 years old, and I just devoured that book and then gave readings immediately. And so from then on, I just did diligent research, which is mostly through books on my part. I just have a natural affinity for it, and because I was in astrology first, I understood the importance of the subconscious and the psyche and its relationship to symbols, which is what I taught at the live event. The importance of symbolism was a huge part of what I was teaching. So as a musician and, you know, classical composer, I understood those connections of the unseen, right? So it was like a natural affinity I had. And so it was just a matter of, you know, there are not a lot of teachers out there. And I'm actually glad, to tell you the truth, that I didn't learn numerology from one particular teacher. Mm-hmm. Instead, I read books, like I have a gazillion books. And I've just found from years and decades of doing this what I perceived as working. I did just a lot of research. And I think that's the best thing to do. You really have to find your own voice. Nobody taught it the way I teach it. They all have their own pretty narrow view of numerology, and my view is more all-encompassing, and yet it is very unique, you know. So it is just something that works so well that I just knew I had to share it. So again, like I think I told you and maybe somebody else, that if you feel the one system works better for you, like Chaldean than the Pythagorean, by all means, go for it. You have to find what resonates with you. I'm just going with by what I discovered after decades of research, right? So so that is my background. I had somebody teach me the ancient Egyptian. That was, you know, literally knowledge that has not been published. But the rest has been written about extensively. And, yeah, it's just one of those things. What you'll find with most of these divination arts is that people have come to it through various avenues. Most have not gone, quote unquote, to a course to learn mm-hmm. it, right? They've done self-reflection and self-learning, and that's the power, obviously, that we have in this day and age is through books that we can do that. So yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, I noticed I went on this one website the other day, and I actually don't feel like I resonate with them necessarily, but they were talking about 14.5 being a sort of negative number. At least that's what I thought I picked up. And when I look at Linda Goodman's book, The Star Signs, which I have, when I read about 14.5, it looks like if you would have told me it was a negative, I would have seen sort of that. And it didn't seem like in her talking about it, it was Linda Goodman's the most positive mm-hmm. number. So I just came across that 14.5, and I think it is a little bit my personality that I have started to give readings to people. And, mm-hmm. You know, until you find your own voice entirely, like a lot of what I'm learning is obviously from you, and that's my choice. I feel a resonance. So I'm not coming in this question isn't I'm not feeling all hung up. I'm not feeling all confused and hung up, but I did just want to bring it up that I saw this other thing and they were sort of acting like 14.5 was a negative. And it just does, you know, while I'm not feeling entirely hung up, there is this part of me that where through this process of learning numerology, I'm going to be giving people advice and direction.
Sure, sure.
And so then, you know, when I read on this other Chaldean thing that they say 14.5 is a number you'd want to change, and then other people I'm giving the advice to change to a 14.5, right, what you say is very true. I just have to find my own voice, and I understand that, but I thought I would bring that up to you and just see what you, you know, what you had to say about that.
Great question. First of all, in some numerology schools, the number 14 is considered a karmic number, so that's where that connotation comes from. They look at numbers a little differently. And so in terms of Linda Goodman, she does say that it brings, you know, magnetic communication with the public through writing, publishing, all media-related matters, which is why I call it the media number. She does say there are periodic changes, right, in partnerships and stuff, but they're usually beneficial. That's what she says. So the and that's because of the five. Anytime you have a five, you're going to have change. So there's just no way around that. And, you know, there are obviously some warnings she gives, like not to rely on others, rely on intuition. But she says that with 27.9. I mean, she says that you got to rely on your own, you know, your own hunches, right, but not listen to other people when they criticize you. That doesn't mean the number is negative. It just means that, you know, and when you read her book, you can tell that to your client. Right. I mean, I tell my 27.9 people, look, you got to do what Madonna did, which is just follow your heart and don't listen to naysayers, you know, when they criticize you, because that number requires that. Right. So but the number 14 is about luck, and it is about, you know, the actual making bets, you know, Las Vegas type bets number. It is literally about that. And anytime you make bets, there can be loss. Right. Because of the nature of the five. Now, when I give it as a name number, it's not that the person who's given that name is going to turn into a gambler. you know, I mean, Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer, they're not gamblers, right? Esther and Jerry Hicks, those people all have the number 14. So does Richard Nixon. He gambled and he lost, right? But he went pretty far. Right, and yes, now there are other numbers to consider too. Obviously, with these people, like I said, you know, a lot of it depends on the character of the person. You can give a, you know, fantastic name to a criminal, and he's not going to turn into a saint, right? It's not going to change him. So, but as a number, as a name number, I have found with my clients over, like I said, many, many years, that it really, really is a fortunate one.
Okay, good. I just wanted to hear that. I mean, I knew already you felt that way, but I just wanted to talk about it a little more, because now if I'm in the position of advising either someone to stay with the name, actually one of my friends, she had it already. But she was considering changing her name. I said, oh no, stick with that one. It's actually a fortunate name, but she has had a rough, you know, she's had both. I see both in her life, and it's hard not to see both in anybody's life, no matter how good they have it. Sometimes you can see the negative, and, you know, even if someone who has a mostly negative life will sometimes have some flowing positive aspects, you know, but I just, just want to confirm with you, though, that if I were to advise someone towards a 14.5 name in general, that, I mean, I know you already believe that. I just wanted to bring it up one more time. So,
and it, you know, you bring up a good point. A fortunate name is not going to, like, help you go from have challenges to absolutely no more challenges.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Totally not going to happen. You know, it's not like a cure-all. I mean, nothing's a cure-all. You have to work with the name, you know? So, yeah,
it would be a better one than a negative.
Absolutely, yes. It'll support you much more, exactly.
And then that does bring me into my last question. Hopefully it'll be somewhat quick. Thank you for your time here. None of these are clients in that they're paying me, but people have started to come to me a little bit for advice, and especially I've always been interested in the name change. So I had actually, it's my ex-husband. We're still in contact, and his name ended up being the victim name, and he's been using this, like, nickname or hippie name for many years that added up to the 17.8, but he has a 26th birthday. So anyway, I advised him to come up, change the spelling or do something different because of the 4.8 connection. So he didn't take my advice. I understand why. I'm someone who can relate to you know, when you're changing, say you've already had one name, then you have another name, and then you're going to change the spelling on that name or change the name. It's just a little challenging for people. So anyway, but I did advise him that not to go for the 17-8, but he didn't want to make further changes. So he's dropped his birth name, which was the victim number, and now he's mostly using this 17-8, and yet he has a 26 birthday. So my question was, is there any advantage to dropping a victim number and going for what could be a positive number, even if you have the 4-8 connection, or is he going to possibly get in greater messes and should have just kept the victim number, or, you know?
Oh my gosh. You're asking me like which scenario of two bad scenarios is better.
Because I want to tell him like 17-8 is going to make life worse. I want to at least.
No, it's not to say, oh, your life's going to be made worse. No. It's that both are not recommended. I can't say drop the 12 and go for the 17-8 because I know I can tell you, and I don't want to, you know, tell you what can happen. But people who have this combination, you know, they just do the same karmic stuff over and over again. I mean, it's
okay.
That's what happens. So I'm just saying, if you want to grow as a human being, right, and use this life to not stagnate, then a fortunate name will really aid you in that quest. If you have this 4-8 combination, it's definitely going to be much more challenging.
Okay,
know?
Yeah, so I'll talk with him again. I knew that anyway, and I advised him, and maybe it's just the next step he has to take, and then maybe he'll be more open to a spell change or something as he, you know, whatever. I think it's just, you know, a fear of some people to look stupid by having, you know, he already had two names, and then he's going to have a third name, and I think he just didn't want, you know, some people won't respect that, especially if they don't know about numerology or what he's up to. They'll just think, you know, that's the concern some people have of just looking a little silly.
Yeah, and that's their stuff, and again, you just have to let go of that. It's just,
He sort of went in my direction, but I didn't really advise the 17-8. So anyway, that's he listened
well, good
to me
luck
happy.
With that.
Thank you so much, Tanya. Have a great
you're
day.
You're welcome.
To hear everyone's voices again. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, we also have, let's see, it's an 817 number. It doesn't give the state. So let's see. Who is this? 817. And I think it says Edwards is the last name. Hello? You on the line? I guess.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Kelly Logan.
Oh, hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Numerology Academy.
Thank you. Actually, my phone number might be showing up my old last name, but what I wanted to talk to you, I met you at the conference. I just recently joined your academy, so I'm not really all familiar with all of your stuff. I have been doing numerology for a while now. You had done my name for me, and what my concern was, I have a question, is you told me it would be more beneficial with a 6 name, which I took out the E out of my name, but my birth certificate had an E in it. So my mother had told me that it was a misprint or a misspelling on the birth certificate. If it's a misspelling that it was not the intention of your parents, is that still your destiny number? Or does your destiny go with what the intention is of your parents? Because I had
What was the misprint? There was an E or there wasn't an E?
Well, there was an E. My name, for my whole life, I went by Kelly. And then I found my birth certificate years later, and it had an EY in it. So I started going by EY, but my mother had said, you know, she had named me with a Y. So when I went to your conference, you had told me to use Kelly Logan without the E. Mm-hmm. So what my concern was is if it's a misprint, because I've read another numerology book that said if it's a misprint, but the intention of your parents was a certain way, then to go by what the intention was, and then I was concerned that would change my destiny.
Well, it would have changed your destiny, but I don't agree with that. I actually have always found that whatever is written in your birth certificate is what counts. So if for some reason somebody in that office misprinted your name, for some reason you needed that 72-9 destiny, which is the humanitarian number of unconditional love, right?
Okay.
And that is just... you can call it serendipity, you can call it whatever you want.
Right.
Had that E not been there, it would be a very different destiny number. It would be 67-13-4. And
right.
you know, that's quite different from 72.9. So, I mean, I can just ask you, which one do you resonate with? The 13.4 is very much about, you know, manifesting through hard work in your job and having many, many changes throughout your life, like unexpected stuff happen. And, it, you know, the 72 is more about that you are there for others. Now, I'm talking specifically also about the line of work you do, that you want to uplift others, help others, that you resonate with, like, you know, doing work that, whether it's charity or work that supports others in a way that even utilizes unconditional love, you know, like the Nelson Mandelas and the, you know, Gandhis and Mother Teresa's and all of that. That's the 9. It's a number of incredible wisdom as well and a leadership number. Now,
and I'm a manager.
You're a manager. Right. I mean, are you somebody that see, because people who are 9s in their destiny, they have to walk their talk because everybody emulates them, you know?
Yeah.
Do you find that?
Yeah.
That you're that person that you have to walk your talk, because if you don't, I mean, people just, they just really, they look up to you and they follow you, right? They follow your lead. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That definitely is me. So that does help me out a whole lot. And one more, when you just mentioned just now, because I haven't been in your course a lot, but it says, you said if the numbers are not matching, because my life purpose is a 5, my days are 5, and then with my name change, now I'm a 6.
That doesn't matter. You know, that branch of numerology, current name branch of numerology, has nothing to do with your birth number. So, yeah, that's often a mistake that people make where they think, oh, my gosh, now one of my numbers has changed. No. It's not a birth number. It's a current number that you've decided on, and it influences your current life. It doesn't show anything about what you're born with or what your gifts are. It just shows how easy it is to express the numbers you're born with. So, yeah, don't think of it as one of your personal numbers, because it's not. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
And 6 is abundance. That's what I changed to, with Kelly Logan without the E, which is 6, which is abundance, correct?
It's one of the, yeah, 6 is an abundance number, but what I would have given you is a highly fortunate name. And you're using Logan, is that correct, as your last name?
That's my married name, yeah, Kelly Logan.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a 33-6. It's not just a 6. And you'll, as you go through Numerology Academy, that is the 5th webinar number 5, you will learn about current names, and you'll learn how to calculate them. And so for you, just so you know, that your Kelly Logan is 33-6, which is highly fortunate, yes. So.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, and welcome, by the way. Welcome to Numerology Academy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so we are wrapping up. Unless somebody wants to hop on and press *6, we have no other callers in the queue right now. So I just want to remind you, you know, that it's that time of year. It is autumn. It is about going within, and we are approaching, you know, that moment. We're approaching an election here in the States, for all of you who are Americans, which will be very interesting. I'm going to finally start looking at some of the numbers, I think, next week. But, yeah, there's just a whole lot going on right now. So now I see there are a couple callers who just came through with last-minute questions, so let me get these real quickly. 619, hello?
Hi, Tanya. This is Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine. Did you hear my answer to your question?
Yes, I did. It was beautiful. Thank you. I was just going to tell you that the guy who jumped, it was 24 miles, which is a 6.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that funny? And it's 24. That's interesting. Thanks for sharing that. I think I might write about him. Okay. Well, thank you, Lorraine.
Sure. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Okay. I think that's it. I don't see any more callers line up. Let's see here. Yeah, that's it. So I just want to say thank you to all of you for joining me. Thank you for all of you who I met at the seminar. You know, when we next meet, it's going to be November 12th. It'll be after the election. Many things will have shifted, obviously, as happens every 4 years when we have an election. Things get pretty intense. So stay calm and focus on, you know, what you can do to just stay grounded. When we go into next month, it's going to be a 7 month. So things will feel quite different. We're in a 5 year and a 7 month next month. Those are very mental numbers. They have to do with, you know, being in your head and being very precise and thinking clearly. Seven is the lightning strike. Five is the number of freedom and change. Expect many, many, you know, unexpected events next month. This month is about releasing emotions so that you're more clear and can use the profound mind numbers of next month to make very, very clear choices about your life. Also, the 11th month is about choices. Number 11 is about walking through the gateway fearlessly and not feeling divided. So that means making choices as well. So you're being prepared for that now. Everything, you know, is in order. Every cycle we go through prepares us for the next. And it's really quite such a wonderful time right now. I'm sure many of you are feeling the change and the ability to release old paradigms and old patterns and just let go and move forward and not look back, right? And forgive and forget. Really, that's where we're at as we approach that moment, 12/21/2012. So enjoy, and we will speak in a month. And as always, I wish you all the best to all of you, and we'll speak soon. All right, bye-bye, everyone.